Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. It is Thursday, what we call our 3R Thursday. And it's a bright, shiny day. So when we do 3Rs, we talk about requirements or reviews or retrospectives. Today, I want to talk about reviews. And this is a live show, so things change as I was going through it and I was reflecting on the content. However, it is the same. So what, when you want to do a real review, what is a real review versus a demo? And I'm going to explain that a little bit and why there's a difference. I was listening to a podcast, Agile Mentors podcast the other day. He had a Agile coach on, and she was talking about her desire for the reviews in real Scrum is to have the customer operate the software or operate the product, whatever you're building in that Scrum and that sprint, and getting feedback loops from the operator. And that's what a real review is about. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today, reflecting on that show. Highly recommend the Agile Mentors podcast as something to grow. I'm not worried about recommending other stuff because there is good stuff out there. Other people don't want to do it, but I don't have a problem with that. So it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to customer, not work crazy hours to bring that value to customer. And there's a bubbles cat wandering around somewhere around here stalking stuff. And I think the dogs are in here too. She was in the picture, but she left since then. I don't know where she went. Who knows? So in this podcast, she was talking about how what her ideal, the way, you know, Scrum really is about when you really get deep down deep, and it's a great place to be. And how do you, Mike? And the really reason why it triggered on me is because I'm totally a proponent. If you listen to some of my programs in the past over time, I'm a big proponent of letting the customer actually operate the software. And I've given examples in the past where I had BAs decided after we talked about it was let the customer operate the software they had created. I think it was in ServiceNow or something like that. And when they did that, the BA was able to jot down all kinds of feedback loops because they weren't operating the software. They were an observer to what the customer was using and how the customer was using, and the team was able to adapt later on what was being done. But now, what is the difference between a review and a demo? So many people will throw up their, oh my God, it's not a demo, it's a review. But they don't understand the difference between a demo and a review. They just see the word. This is where you go reading this stuff in the Scrum Guide, and they don't understand why one versus another. A demo is where you demonstrate your product to people out there. Imagine you going to a convention, right? We all been in this convention where they sell everything. They got a plant convention here, a home building convention, you know, all that. You ever see the mop demo where they have the water and the mop? Well, they're demoing how to use the mop. They're not necessarily letting you use the mop. They're demonstrating how it's done. That's a demo where you're demonstrating to customers so they can see how it works. A review is where the customer uses your product that you had just created in the sprint and gives you feedback right then and there on what they like and don't like and maybe some adjustments they want. So in a review, the customer, or as close to the customer as possible, please don't. I love it when, well, we don't really work with the customer. We work at the business unit inside the company. That's your customer, okay? And if you can't get that through your thick skull, that is also your customer, your view on the world is very myopic and very limited, but those people in the business area are your customer. They're not the frontline customer, but what you're giving to those people are your customer, especially for your internal tools. I mean, if you have external tools, hopefully the business can represent how the customer will use that device because they did let's say, customer service surveys. They did sit downs with them, figuring out how they use the software and give them the best product. So in the case of review, you are giving your product to the customer for them to use and demonstrate how they would use it and give you feedback in there. In terms of a demo, you're demonstrating, you're operating the software to your customer so they can see it. That's the nuanced difference. It ain't the word. It's what's being done in that event. So in a sprint review, ideally the customer will operate the software. Now, let's be realistic here. Are we all at that level yet? Probably not. There's very few teams. The real high performing teams are there, right? Like I said, the one team I had, they were really performing. They got to a whole nother level once they started letting the customer use the product in front of them. You're not there. But your goal should be that in your sprint review, at some point in time, the customer uses your software. And let's go radical. Let's say if it's a factory or whatever, they're using it on the flat factory floor, right? Because of my earpiece. They're using it there. I mean, that would be radical. That'd be awesome, right? That'd be so cool watching them actually do it. So many times when I work for the Navy Department, I would just follow people around and document every little button they pushed on screen when they went from one screen to another. I was doing this back in the 90s when it was all mainframe. But just documenting step by step so that when we improved it, we knew what they were doing and how they were doing it. Can we make it quicker, faster, better, right? So think about that. Think about the challenge. It may not be where you're at now. Now, it would be absolutely ridiculous to tell you right now if, one, if your team is not doing sprint reviews at all, two, going to this customer operating the software during the sprint review. Go from that point to that point is ridiculous. It ain't going to happen. It's an unfounded expectation. It'll stress the crud out of everyone. It'll go down in history as the worst idea ever. However, if you are doing reviews, you can bridge the gap. Okay, now, great. You're doing a review. Here's another challenge. Next level of this process, next professional level, is to get your software to a point where the customer can use it during the review. How do you get there? Work with the team, self-organize, give them a goal. Here's the goal and optimal operation for Scrum. Let's get there. It may take a few sprints to get there, but that will be the ultimate goal. And when they do get there, they're going to have the best feedback ever, good or bad, but it'll be a rapid feedback, get a lot of thoughts, ideas will generate from the user, the customer, and the team as a whole. So I wanted to share that with you. It was a good podcast. I do listen to the Agile Mentors podcast, as well as a couple other ones, but that was a nice thing because I agreed with it. Let's say I agree with her 100% on all her list of stuff that she desired that Scrum teams would do. But I wanted to bring that one up because I'm really big. I bring up stuff that I've actually seen myself over my years of experience that it worked and benefited. It wasn't some talking point, but it actually does work, right? It's a little rough at first and people are scared to death to do it. Their fear factor, their trust factor, you got to build that up. So you work on that, but it is the best way of doing it. So that's the difference between a demo where you or the team is demonstrating the software to the customer versus a review where the customer is operating your product, your software, and giving you feedback live right then and there in that event. And you know what? Those events are so much more interesting than your product owner, your BA, team member, Scrum Master demonstrating the software because you've done it a million times. It's so much more wild and people really want to do reviews when the customer is operating the software at that event. So with that, I want to wish you a great day. Happy scrumming. Take care, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Fun Friday, right? I'm going through these things because we haven't done in like 2 weeks. So tomorrow's Fun Friday. We got fortune cookie tomorrow. I have to think of something fun. We do lots of fun things at camp. Maybe I can bring some of that into the world here today. So with that, take care, enjoy, and happy scrumming. And we're out.